Hello, Booville. I wonder if you'll guess where we are. I'll give you a little while to finish. Oh, they don't have ice cream.
Oh, we can have a drink and some crisps.
Yeah, awesome. I wonder if they do nuts. Anyone who listens to the Archers might want to carry on listening to this boo. That's all I'll say at this point. But don't get too excited, because we're not going to meet any of them or anything. But, well, we might, you never know, but I don't think so.
What do you drink in the old bull?
Oh, I think it'll have to be a spritzer, won't it? Yeah. With soda.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
What dry white wines do you have?
Dry white, it's called Pinot Grigio or
Sauvignon. Which is drier?
Pinot.
Pinot Grigio spritzer made with soda, please.
Any ice?
Yes, please.
And do you do nuts or just crisps?
No, I've got peanuts as well. I've got cashew nuts, dry roasted, or
cashew nuts, please.
Dry roasted?
Cashew nuts. No, cashew, please.
All right.
But yeah, you go into XJK and it looks like a Jaguar dealership. They really does. The only thing they don't do is sell
yeah,
cars.
Sure, yeah.
But they do, and they get no end of service and work from people.
So Booville, we're in the old bull in Inkborough, and it's the thing that the Archers is based on. And there are loads of photographs of Archers actors saying who the characters are and the names and who they are, like the village villain or
he wants just the lime and soda.
And it said things like, you know, Sid and Kathy Perks run the bull, so it's a bit out of date if anyone, because Sid Perks has been killed off ages ago, but the bull. The bull is based on. In Ambridge is based on this place. But we have stereo sound effects. I notice in the Archers that their crowd sound effect is mono still, which is a bit sweet, really, and kind of annoying. Blossom Hill, that's where Thingamy lives now. Rob and Helen.
All right, okay. A small one. Yeah.
I was just commenting on the name, sorry. Archers anorak-ness.
Are you an Archer? To see the Archers?
Yeah. Well, Mum and Dad are going to the caravan place in a bit, so we thought we'd just.
Are you local then? I am local, yeah. This has always been. There was always a debate whether it was supposed to be at Hanbury or whether it was here, because there was the
No, it must be here because we're here.
Well, no, sorry. Yeah.
Obviously.
I'm
and you're going to tell me the Archers isn't real now, aren't you? You can't do that. It's just, you know. It is real. It's real. Ambridge is real.
Thank you.
It's here.
The idea was the writer initially was based around here, and this was the only pub really that was a genuine pub. The other one didn't actually exist.
£8.85.
In the sense that the ball, it's always been the old one. So this has always been the Archers pub.
Yes.
But in terms of location, when you listen to it on Radio 4, they are slightly out in terms of
where it is.
Well, they don't say Inkborough, they always say Ambridge, which is and the guy was lived sort of about, I think, 5-6 miles away down here at Hanbury.
Yeah.
Which is where, obviously,
yes,
got all the sort of inspiration from.
Oh, near Hanbury Hall?
Yeah, not far from there, but there isn't a Hanbury.
No.
It's always the old Hall, Inkborough, but it obviously came here at the time, and this was where we got. We're heading down the ball with the body bar, whatever.
Wow. Now, I've been recording something for Audio Boo. May I post you online saying that? Because it's really interesting.
Well, I don't.
I won't name you.
You won't name
well,
you.
Oh, right, okay.
You're the authority. As a young one, you're the authority.
If you read on the.
Yeah.
I think I can't remember what it says now, but.
Yeah, the 1950s it started.
That was, yeah,
51. Right, yeah. I know because I'm sad. You know, and I don't care.
I'm very factual about it. But I like she's always got like a book and it's got all the arts. Because they used to come in here.
Yes,
that was cool. A while back. That
yeah, one, I know because you can tell from some of the character summaries. I mean, they've still got Sid and Kathy, and then like, well, actually, they've killed off Sid now about 3 or 4 years ago.
I'm not really up to date on because I don't listen every week. But, they were. So, I mean, that obviously was quite a long time ago. That one up there, but they do have somewhere.
They've got a new villain in it now called Rob.
Rob the villain.
Rob Titchener. Right. Not a villain, like not a criminal, but he's just horrible. No, he's just a bit
of
a chauvinistic person. And of course, Helen's gone and fallen in love with him because she always falls in love with stupid people.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, are we still going to sit outside?